Pete Rose died yesterday at 83. When you talk about the most historic, recognizable, and controversial figures in the history of the sport, he's in the top five. The hits record, the games record, the 44-game hitting streak. How about this stat? From the age of 32 to when he was 41, Dave Aragon, he missed five total regular season games. Ages 32 to 41.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. MVP, the driver of the big red machine, and then gambling, right? He was booted from the game in 1989. You had Bart Giamatti and Faye Vincent because Giamatti would die. Pete was adamant, didn't, and then later finally admitted he did gamble, but was adamant he never gambled on Reds games. But then the question was, well, or never gambled against
never,
the Reds.
Never bet against the Reds.
Never bet against the Reds. Let me clarify myself. Apologize. Then people would say, well, wait a second. If you're picking and choosing which games you're betting on your team, is that dictating your strategy? I bring in my friend Charlie Barker. Charlie and I met 30-some years ago working together at The Fan. We've stayed in touch. Charlie's done great work with Westwood One and other business adventures. And part of Charlie's life was working with Pete Rose on their show together. And Charlie's here, like all our guests, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. What did you say earlier today, Charlie? Just short of 4 years you guys worked together?
That's correct, Chad, yep.
When you first heard the news about Pete yesterday that he passed, what were the emotions which came to mind, and what are still with you today?
Well, funny enough, Chad, I just landed in Minneapolis, and I couldn't believe it. I got a text from my good friend Devin Norder, and my first reaction was, what? And then everything started coming in, right? Social media alerts, and I'm crushed, Chad. Like, Pete had such an impact on my life, had such an impact on my professional career, my personal career. It's hard to even talk about. I got hundreds of texts yesterday and today, and I don't know how to deal with it. I couldn't sleep last night, and I had to present to a sales team today, and I apologize because I am absolutely off my game today because I lost a good friend.
Well, I can hear it in your words. I can hear it in your voice. Knowing you, I can tell you're a little bit off. Why? It's one thing when you work with someone professionally, right? And sometimes it's just at work, and then we go on with the rest of our lives. But for you personally, this struck so much more. We can hear that. Why did it? Why did you guys connect in the way you did? And what was that connection?
Chad, you talked a lot about Pete in this intro. And I truly believe that he is one of the most misunderstood people for a lot of different reasons, yes. And unfortunately, too late in his life, he admitted the issues that he had, most of the issues that he had. But if you get Pete away from, I'll just say it this way, people, he was someone who you wanted to have dinner with. He was someone you wanted to talk to. He is someone, Chad, that never forgot a thing. His memory for people that he had come through in his life, he is misunderstood because he has, I think, been cast as kind of a grumpy guy who, you know, went through life upset because his whole goal in his professional career was to get into the Hall of Fame. And absolutely it was, right? Everything he did was about trying to be the best, trying to set records. And he would, you know, tell stories about, you know, my last game in baseball, I set 23 different records because it was every at bat, every run, every base, you know, everything was, he was very records driven, which obviously he still holds a lot today. But Pete Rose, the man, Chad, he made some bad choices. But he is someone that you would want to hang out with. He is someone who did personal favors for me, not because he got paid, not because he had to, but because he was a good guy. I got to tell, I'm going to share one story, Chad.
Great. Thank you.
I left the radio network that I was working at, where Pete had been one of my talk show hosts. And I'd moved to Florida. And one of my guys who worked for me, who worked for what is now CBSSports.com, one of my guys came to me and said, "Hey, I need a favor." I said, "What's up?" One of his good friends, diehard Cincinnati Reds fan, was basically given his last rites. Young guy, mid to late 20s, a wife and four kids. He said, "Is there any way that you could put a call into Pete and see if he could just talk to him?" I said, "Let me find out." And, you know, Chad, I couldn't text him, right? So I had to call him.
This was
before texting was a thing.
Yep.
And I called Pete. I called Pete, and I got about three words into my request. He said, "What's the number?" Pete called this gentleman, talked to him for over an hour, stopped what he was doing, talked to him for over an hour, talked to him about fighting. Talk to him about hanging in there. This young man, and I talked to his wife after, he hung up with Pete, and it was like he'd been given a second life. He was so invigorated by the phone call that he got disconnected from all of his machines, went home, took his family to Disney World, and lived another 6 to 7 months where the doctors didn't know if he was going to live a week. Mm. And his wife believes that the phone call that Pete Rose made gave her 6 more months with her husband. That's the Pete Rose that nobody ever talks about.
This is my friend.
That's the kind of heart.
Yeah, this is my friend Charlie Barker. We've known each other for 30 plus years. Charlie's been involved in a number of top positions in radio, including for close to 4 years working with Pete on their radio show together. The sad news breaking yesterday that Pete Rose has passed away at the age of 83. Let's talk about the drive, right? Because that was so legendary, a part of him even growing up, aspiring in the minors, and then everything he did. Because if it was just pure athletic talent and size, he didn't match up with those guys. But when you miss 5 games from the age of 32 to 41, and again, just to put the 4,296 hits in perspective, somebody starts next year and has a 20-year career of 200 hits every year, they're still short of Rose. And that's not possible, it doesn't seem. So, and you had to see that even after life. And you had to hear those stories all the time. Where did that drive come from? Why was that always a part of who he was?
He grew up a blue-collar kid in Cincinnati. And he just, you hit the nail on the head. And by the way, not to correct you, but it's 4,256.
Oh, 56. Yeah, my bad. You're right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Blue collar kid.
Pete probably would have said, "I'll take the 40 extra hits."
Yeah, he would. And I'm sure he'd tell you that somebody screwed him out of those other 40 for sure.
Probably. Yeah.
His dad was really hard on Pete, right? Really hard on Pete. A couple of years ago, Chad, during COVID, I actually reached out to Pete, and he came on a. I was leading a sales team, and it was a national sales team. We couldn't get together because nobody could go anywhere. We're all, you know, self-quarantining, right? I called Pete. Sure. I said, hey, Pete, could you come on a happy hour, a Zoom happy hour with my team? And he said, sure, what's up? And I said, just talk about, you know, the your path, right? Chad, he came on for an hour and talked about how he went from being the second best player on his high school baseball team to the hit king. And it was all about, look, he was a stone-handed second baseman in, you know, the D leagues for the Reds. And how did he become a gold glove second baseman? Effort, practice, drive, right? How did he become so successful? Hustle. Nothing Pete got, he got from, I'll say the word, although it's tongue-in-cheek, because clearly he had it, talent. Every kid who grew up when you and I grew up had our dads telling us, I want you to play ball like Pete Rose. He was the epitome.
Yeah, for sure.
What you wanted a ball player to be.
So let's get to the gambling part. It drove him from the game. He would finally admit to almost all of it. Why was he unwilling to admit to it at the time? And what did it feel like to him when he finally admitted to what most people believe the evidence told them for years and years?
So he and I actually had this conversation many times before he ever admitted it and before he would admit it to me. And I think the reason why he went on with it for so long, the analogy that I always make, Chad, is he told the lie so long he believed it, right? It's in his mind, because he grew up going to the track with his dad and because he grew up being around it, he didn't think it was wrong. So he told the lie and he believed the lie. And I actually ran this scenario by him years later. I said, okay, Pete, you're managing the Reds. And if you remember, they had a pretty good bullpen back in the day, right? Norm Charlton, Rob Dibble, nasty boys, right?
Oh yeah.
I said, let's say Dibbs has thrown three games in a row, but you've got a dime, $1,000, on the Reds to win. And you know Dibbs needs a day off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got a thousand dollars on the game. How do you make that decision to not throw Dibbs out there? And he said, and his response was, if I ever gambled, it would never impact my drive to win or to have my team win. So when Pete says, yes, I gambled, and when Pete says, I never bet against the Reds, I promise you, he never bet against the Reds. And I truly believe that it never impacted how he managed. But here's the bottom line, Chad. He broke the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he told the lie for so long. I do truly believe to this day that if Bart Giamatti would not have died, Pete Rose would be in the Hall of Fame today. I truly believe that the powers that be at Major League Baseball believe Pete killed Bart Giamatti through the stress and angst and and challenge that went through. If Bart Giamatti was alive today, Pete Rose would be in the Hall of Fame.
Charlie, I'm very sorry for your loss. Great stories, great information. Be safe, travel well, and let's talk soon.
Much love, Chad. Be well, and thanks for reaching out. And I just, one last thing.
Sure.
Pete was a good guy who made bad choices. But let's remember the way that he impacted our lives and the joy he gave us on the ball field.
Thank you, Charlie. Good stuff. I want to pick up on that, and we're going to be a little short just because we went so long with Charlie. How do we balance that out with individuals? How do we balance it out, whether you know them personally or you know of them, and there are large check marks of lies, deceit, character questions, and at the same time, there are a lot of other things they do extraordinarily well. How do you balance that in your personal life? How do you balance that when you evaluate others? Because Pete Rose is a prime example. And I'll tell you whether I think he's in the Hall of Fame, should be in the Hall of Fame when we come back. You want to chime in? You can. Let's just do text at this time. 651-461-9226.